everyone. This is Erin. Welcome to the Let Your Heart with Hope podcast. I am so thankful you are here. And I just wanted to say that I am extremely grateful for all of you who have listened thus far. It has been incredible to see how so many of you are encouraged and that you have more hope because of the stories that have been shared, as well as the Friday Immeasurably More mini messages that I have the privilege of doing alongside my mom, Jill Kelly. They encourage our faith, and even as we're talking, we're learning more about who God is and what He's doing in each of our lives. After sharing a few of these messages with you, I really felt led to give you my perspective, but more importantly, the biblical perspective of what immeasurably more means. Ephesians 3, 17 through 20 says, "I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." When we look at this verse, we can break it down in so many different ways. First, we can start with the love of God, that we would be rooted and established in His love, so that we can know how wide and long and high and deep God's love for us is. If we knew the depths of this truth, it would change everything. It would change how we see God, how we see ourselves, how we live, how we love others because of how much God loves us. It would allow us to realize that He can do immeasurably more. And it's through His love that He longs to do immeasurably more in and through us. When we look at verse 20, it says that He is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. And when we look at the New Living Translation, it says that He is able to do infinitely more. I mean, if we think about infinitely, that's beyond our comprehension. But that's who God is. He is beyond our own comprehension, beyond our own ability to fathom. Because if He wasn't, He wouldn't be God. Ephesians 3:20 is one of my favorite verses. In fact, I have the words "immeasurably more" tattooed on my arm as a constant reminder. When I first read this verse, I just started diving into its meaning and letting it resonate in my heart. And at first, I just thought, oh, God can do immeasurably more than all I ask or pray for or think about or can even comprehend. But what I didn't realize was that not only can God do immeasurably more, He is immeasurably more. It's who He is. Part of God's character is that He is an infinitely more God. Scripture says that He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the God who provides, the God who heals, the God of peace and love, compassion, grace, and mercy. He is so much more than we can fathom. If you look at the circumstances of your own life, I can promise you that He is immeasurably more than whatever it is you're going through. More than your shame, more than your fear, more than your doubts and worries, more than your past and your mistakes, more than your pain, more than your diagnosis, more than your brokenness. He is more. Sometimes it's easy to believe that this is all there is. We can begin to lose faith that there is anything greater beyond our circumstances. It's easy, sometimes even natural, to question God and cry out to Him, "Is this it? Is this all that there is? Is the pain going to persist? Are the circumstances that I'm in ever going to cease? Will I ever have breakthrough out of my brokenness?" But when we look to who God is, we can know that this isn't all that there is. Because of Jesus, because He died on the cross to carry our pain and rose again to redeem our stories, we can know without a shadow of a doubt that this is not the end of the story. Not the pain, not the heartbreak, not the sickness, not even death itself. No matter what you're facing, this isn't the end of your story. And that's because there is an immeasurably more God who isn't done with you yet. The truth is, immeasurably more doesn't only happen here on earth, but the ultimate, infinitely more is in heaven. That is what we have to look forward to. That is the hope we cling to when all seems hopeless. In my own life, I've questioned God. Where are you? You promised that you can do immeasurably more, so why aren't you? Why aren't you doing the things that I'm asking you to do? Why aren't you healing the places in my life that I'm begging for deliverance from? But I've realized that sometimes the immeasurably more comes in the very things that we think are less than, the things that appear to be as small as a mustard seed, the unimaginable circumstances. Sometimes the immeasurably more is getting to the end of yourself so that you can know more of who God is. And if we think in the perspective of eternity, we can know without a shadow of a doubt that God is working all things together for good. I believe that. I've seen it in my own life, in the life of my family and friends. Even when nothing appears to be good, God still is. God will use the circumstances that you're walking through, the things that you can't even see or fathom right now. He is working in and through them in every way because he's not finished with you yet. If you have the Holy Spirit within you, his power is at work in you, and he is able to do immeasurably more. Not only is he able, but he longs to do immeasurably more in your life. My prayer for you is that you will allow God to come into your life, come into every situation that you're facing, and that you will allow him to do what he wants to do, because his purposes cannot be thwarted for your life. No pain, no shame, no mistake, no past, nothing. Nothing can change his plans for you. I believe that he has immeasurably more in store for your life and in store for your story. So allow him to take what is broken and turn it into something beautiful. Allow him to take your pain and let it become the greatest purpose for your life. Let all that you have gone through reflect all of who God is. Let God do immeasurably more in your life. And trust that ultimately, he is the immeasurably more that you're searching for.